Diane.
Hi, my name is Carla. I'm returning call back from customer support.
What's that?
I'm returning call back from customer support. Hold a second. Yeah, customer support, did you ask for a callback?
Oh, what's the name of your company?
Factory Direct, but we do calls. We're a third-party company. We do calls for over 400 different companies.
Well, I was notified by my credit card company that there was a suspicious
I thought I turned this thing off.
Pardon me?
Oh, go ahead, sir.
There was a suspicious call or a charge on the credit card, and I'm trying to identify if it's really my charge or not. Did you investigate that?
Yes. Have you been online and ordered, and did a survey for anything?
A survey?
Yes.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Have you been online doing any surveys online? Like, have you, like, did a sweepstakes or something online to win something? Or a free gift?
Well, on the 17th of December, charge for $68.89 was made credit card. And I
okay.
was having trouble finding out what it was for.
Okay. Give me a second while I locate that. Locate your account, please. I cannot. Something's wrong with my computer.
Need my name?
Yeah, give me a second. My computer is not cooperating this morning.
I'm sorry. I'm hard of hearing. And
oh, my computer is not cooperating. So I'm having a hard time trying to get it to work correctly.
David, last name is Heim, H-E-I-M.
Okay, there we go.
And the charge was made on December 17th.
Okay. Okay, you say your last name, H-I-N-E-S?
H-E-I-M.
Okay. Okay, one second. H-I-E-M?
No, H-E-I-M.
Okay, thank you. What was that first name?
First name, David.
Okay, thank you. Hold one second while I locate that account, please.
Okay, you want me to hold on?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Can you verify your address?
Pardon me?
Can you verify your address? Is it 6901?
My email address?
No, address. Address. 6901?
Address.
Yes.
Number 3000, Hemby. Spelled H-E-M-B-Y, Commons Parkway. That's in Indian Trail.
Okay, it looks like I pulled an account, but this you said David Hem. Is your phone number 918-630-3325?
No.
Okay, this is the wrong. What's more than one of you in here then? Let me see if I can find that account. Another David Hem. I found one, but it wasn't you unless somebody fraudulently used your stuff. If that has happened, I'm going to send you to the fraud department so they can handle it, help you handle it.
My phone number is area code 704.
Okay. Oh, okay. See how many Davids we got. What is wrong with the computer? What's going on? Okay. Let's see, David Hem. I don't see no Gmail. Is your email virtual 100?
EIM 3000 at gmail.com.
I found another one, but it ain't you. Let's see.
Pardon me?
I said I found another David, but it wasn't you. This is a whole other person. The email's not the same. It's at 105 Stillwater Lane.
No, it's my address is number 3000.
Hemby Commons. I got you. I'm sorry. Right. I'm just saying, this is the third different one I haven't found. Let me see if I can go to Connectives. Let's see.
What's the name of your company again?
Factory Direct.
Charge.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to find this account, but I keep finding David Hem, but it's not you. I found two different ones already. So, I'm trying to run a check again.
Yeah.
So, we know it's already two David Hems with your same name.
David Heim?
Heim, my bad, I said it wrong. See.
How about Garden?
Garden?
Yeah, that was listed on the charge. It was part of the name.
Oh, the okay, I got you. Of the the website.
I don't have a website. All I have is a charge on the
right
credit card. and it sounded like it might have been like a nursery type thing.
Oh, really? Well, you might have the wrong number. That's probably why I'm not finding you. I'm going to put your address in and see if I find you then. If not, then you have to call your bank back and get the correct number. But give me a second so I can run your address and see if it pops up.
You need more time?
Yeah, just a little bit more time. Let's see. Okay. And what's that zip code?
Zip code?
Uh-huh.
28079.
28079. Why is it not? My computer is not. What is wrong?
Help you any?
My computer freezing. Dang. And it's not copper. It won't go in the first time. It doesn't make it no better because my computer's running so slow. Let's see. Okay. And you said 28079, correct?
What's that?
Yeah, zip code was 28079.
I'm sorry, I'm not.
That zip code was 28079.
That's the zip code, yeah.
Right. Okay, looks like we just might not have you on our computer because I'm not finding you. I didn't find you with your address. And the computer's running slow for inconvenience. So it's.
What's that?
I said, hold a second. My computer's running real slow. Good morning, baby. Ooh, gotta be. Okay, sir. You're not in our system, so you're going to need to call your bank and ask them for the correct number for that charge.
What number?
You're going to have to ask your bank who what's the number to who charged you. Ooh.
I talked to them this morning.
Oh, and this is the number they gave you. Okay, so now we got to do more. What was the?
They gave me the phone number for you guys. That's how I got in touch with you.
Oh, okay. Well, let me keep looking.
But you find no record of that charge.
No, I still ain't found it. Give me a hard time. Let me give you, can you give me a phone number so I can give you a call back when I locate that account? So I don't have to keep holding, keeping you on hold.
My phone number?
Mm-hmm.
704.
Mm-hmm.
628.
Mm-hmm.
6021.
Okay, that was 704-628-6021.
2-1.
Right. Okay. I'm going to give you a call back when I locate that account.
Okay.
All right. Carla.
And what was your name?
Carla.
How do you spell that?
C-A-R-L-A. And my ID number is 160-5285. My ID number 1605285.
And what is that number? Your phone number?
No, that's my ID number for work. They'll know exactly who did your account. Okay, so let me give you a call back.
1605285.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you a call back.
Thank you much. See you later.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye. All right.